USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Congress could move on articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump as soon as next week, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell sent a memo to Senate Republicans late Friday outlining a possible timeline. Without unanimous consent to bring the Senate back from recess, the soonest the Senate could receive articles of impeachment from the House would be January 19th, the day before the inauguration of President-elect Biden. In a tweet that was only up momentarily before it was deleted by Twitter, President Donald Trump on the official government account said he and his supporters would look into building their own social media platform. The president's account was deleted by Twitter on Friday after a 12-hour ban issued Thursday and a warning against further violating their rules. Google is suspending the alternative social media platform Parler from being downloaded from its Play Store, citing lax rules on content moderation, the app largely popular among conservatives. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to get to feeling better, the best way to feel better is with a great night's sleep. And you know I'm going to talk about my pillow. I've been sleeping on one for now 3 years, and I get the best sleep of my life. They don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. Try doing that. You end up with a washer full of pillow feathers. And they're made in the USA. And right now, the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues $40 off, $29.98. For a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow, King's only $5 more. To get the best night's sleep of your life, and a guaranteed, it continues until March 1st, and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Give yourself the gift of a great night's sleep for 2021. From Mike Lindell and My Pillow.
The Arkansas man who was pictured sitting at a desk in House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office at the U.S. Capitol has been arrested by the FBI. 60-year-old Richard Barnett turned himself in on Friday. He's being held without bail. Barnett is accused of entering Pelosi's office, taking some of her mail, and leaving a note behind. The fallout of Wednesday's storming of the Capitol continues with the chief of the Capitol Police Force resigning. USA Radio's Lance Pry has the story.
Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sun announced his resignation Thursday after protesters overran his officers and prompted condemnations from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in Washington, including a call for him to step down by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Five people in all died in Wednesday's violence. Capitol Police shot and killed an unarmed Air Force veteran. The unidentified officer has been placed on administrative leave and an investigation has begun. A Capitol Police officer also died after suffering a stroke, perhaps brought on by being hit in the head with a fire extinguisher earlier in the riot.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A special video tribute aired Friday night on Jeopardy as the final episode featuring the late Alex Trebek aired.
Once before I go, I want you to know
I love it.
That I would do it all again. I'm sure I made the same mistake.
It's a yellow hammer, not a yellow hammer.
Just remember, ladies and gentlemen, I do not write the clues. This is family visiting day here at the Jeopardy set.
I would do it.
You really make me feel inadequate.
Sorry about that.
Why do I even set them up for these things?
I want you to know
I don't dance.
That I look back with no regret.
Fear not, I have complete control today.
Our life was wearing thin. We were down and out. Still came back to me.
Priceless entertainment.
You are right. No, you're not right.
Oh, my influence is felt everywhere.
I still have no regrets.
Thank you very much, Johnny. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Until next time on Jeopardy, Alex Trebek. So long.
So long, everybody.
So long, everyone.
So long.
So long, everybody.
So long.
So long.
So long.
Alex Trebek died November 8th of pancreatic cancer at the age of 80. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.